Oh yeah.
Well, I wanted to ask you about your family. Give us a little background on when you got married and your kids.
Oh, yeah.
Where did you meet Mary Jo?
I met Mary Jo. I was single for a long time and played in a band, Trouble City Band. So
okay.
That was took care. You know, if you weren't coaching, we were playing in the band. And I lived above the Pickle Barrel, and moved to Clark Drive. Met Mary Jo at Murph's Spa downtown, and she said, aren't you Coach Danner? I said, yeah.
Okay.
You coached my brothers. So I coached her brothers, obviously, and so that was interesting.
Started things,
and then we got married, and we were living on Clark Drive, of course, and Sarah was born, and I knew it was okay there, but I said, they're going to get educated at the best school.
Right.
And, you know, like if you're a plumber, you're going to buy the best plumbing equipment, right?
Right.
If you're going to have children, you're going to get them at what you consider to be the best school. So we started looking, and she's a nurse at Finley, so she had to be on call, so she had to be a certain amount of time away from Dubuque. So we found this lot in Piazza here at Thunder Hills, and it worked out perfect.
Regarding that, in the course of my project, I've interviewed a lot of individuals, and some of whom have had kids or have kids, and invariably they'll tell me, we wanted to get back to Dubuque area, specifically we wanted our kids to be in West Dubuque.
Yeah.
You know, I opened up the paper this morning, you saw the TH this morning?
Yeah.
Sarah Elgin's
yes.
Stepdaughter.
Yeah.
I interviewed Sarah a couple months ago. They're in a beautiful house right below where Gomer lives out there, across from Sundown.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, she went to Missouri. KC or something like that down in Missouri Western.
She went to Missouri Western because yeah. I tried to get her to go to Northwest Missouri. She said it was too far.
Okay.
And she was going to go to Mount Mercy. Well, then the Mount Mercy coach who recruited her got the job at Missouri Western, so yes. She followed him.
Yes.
So that was another hour. So too far became a little farther.
Anyway, she got out of there and she went to the Phoenix area and was there for a while and then went to Indianapolis, and so I said, well, how did you meet your husband? Online, she says. That's not uncommon anymore, obviously.
Yeah, there's Harold. Hello?
Mr. Danner.
Yes.